I tell these people that these signs are there for your own safety, to guide you to which areas are dangerous and which areas are safe. So leave these signs and do not remove them.
Naila Jafal implores people to be careful around minefields and not play with or remove the safety pegs and signs that mark the danger and warn people to stay away. She knows the danger very well. Naila used to work with the Dan Church Aid DCA, a non-governmental organization engaged in removing mines from lands in south of Lebanon. A tragic accident while she was clearing landmines in Al Mashab village changed her life drastically. More details to come to you in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. Naila Jafal and a team from the Dan Church Aid, a non-governmental organization, were heading to a plot of land along the Blue Line in Al Mashab, South Lebanon. The goal is to clear that land from mines and unexploded ordnance left in the soil after numerous conflicts in the past decades. The day started as any normal working day for Naila.
I remember that it was a Saturday. We used to work on Saturdays to compensate for the rainy days when we could not work. It started as a normal day. I reached the place with a smile and started talking with all the other colleagues and with my friends. One would not think that on this day an accident would happen. It started as a normal day, and I was spending it as the rest of the days, and the accident happened.
Mine exploded while Naila was working, seriously injuring her.
They took me to Jabal Amal Hospital. There they gave me first aid. Then I was transferred to the American University of Beirut Medical Center. I stayed there for a month, where I went through medical interventions, almost every 2 days. I had wounds in my legs, my right hand was amputated, and I lost both eyes.
Today, and after more than a year and a half, Naila still requires medical treatment for her eyes, and she can only see things in the form of shadows. Naila's story and the high price she paid is a reminder that the presence of landmines remains a challenge in South Lebanon. Clearance of heavily mine-infested lands in South Lebanon will take many years. The Lebanese Mine Action Center, as the lead agency for demining in the country, is making the biggest contribution to the job, after the main responsibility for demining was transferred to them in 2009. UNIFIL peacekeepers have cleared more than 5 million square meters of land. They put markers around the minefields in which they are working to warn people of the dangers and keep them safe. Unfortunately, sometimes those markers are being removed. Peacekeepers then have to redo their work to mark the fields, and so the entire process of clearing the mines takes longer. It's also dangerous. Naja Awada from the United Nations Mine Action Support Team UNMAS operating in South Lebanon explains.
Removing the warning signs from the minefields in South Lebanon is very risky to the people who are removing them. It also exposes farmers and shepherds to serious risks. These farmers and shepherds whose olives are close to the minefields are used to seeing the warning signs. When you remove them, you're exposing them to danger. They are entering unknown areas. That is why they might step on a mine that will explode.
Two UNIFIL contingents, Chinese and Cambodian, have been tasked with demining. For a number of years, they were focused primarily on operational needs, on clearing paths through minefields in order to enable UNIFIL and Lebanese army experts to reach the blue line and identify points to mark it visually. But in early 2020, following an agreement with the Lebanese Mine Action Center, they increased their scope of work to include a few mine-covered agricultural fields and orchards in their task list, as they had done for a few years after the 2006 war. But moving safety markers have hammered their work in some cases. Naja Hawada explains more.
These warning signs are placed for the demining teams to show them where the danger is. And the teams are facing lots of problems due to the displacement of these signs. They arrive the following day and they cannot find the signs that they have put on the ground to be able to continue their work. So they have to start from zero. They have to put the signs again so they can continue with clearing the land again. That is why I tell you, do not come close to the warning signs. Removing them is extremely dangerous. These warning signs are very important.
Naila Jafal, the mine survivor, too wanted to send her warning message.
From personal experience and my current situation, I warn you that it is dangerous to remove these signs. Be careful. If you see any unusual body, immediately inform the relevant authorities, because the mines are very dangerous and they are not toys. They can cost you your life.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.